Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Anne. I am writing on Halloween evening and can't ignore the excitement of the young ones. As I sit here watching children and parents watching children, it brings a big smile to my face. The anticipation of the children as they rush from one house to the other as if the candy and treats might run out before they get there. You know, they have looked forward to this evening for some time and planned their costumes, mostly for the fun of dressing up like their favorite TV or movie character. As the evening goes on and the temperature drops, out will come the coffee cups. It might be a long night with bags of candy and children hyped up on sugar and counting to see how many treats they collected. The parents have planned the evening, where they will take their children, what is a safe place, who will stay home and give out candy, and who will walk with the little ones. Some of the parents get into it as much as their children, dressing up. One year, George dressed up like Superman, and when the door was opened, he would jump down in front of the tricksters as if he had just landed. The expression on the young children's faces was almost as funny as the sight of George in the Superman suit. This beginning has only a little to do with the rest of the podcast, but I couldn't resist sharing my evening with you. And the fact is, I can sit at my desk and see the children sharply and clearly on the sidewalk 40 or 50 feet away, an experience I have not had in some long years. A few weeks ago, I had vision corrective cataract surgery. I started with my right eye, and the very next day when the eye patch was removed, I could immediately see so much better. The fog of the cataract was gone. 3 weeks later, I had the left eye done as well, and no more blurry vision at all. And my distance and close vision was corrected to 20/20. But in 1 Corinthians 13:12, it reads, "We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist." The verse goes on to say, "But it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing Him directly just as He knows us." To see clearly is amazing, but as the verse implies, there is more to see. There is what our senses can tell us now, but there is a much bigger picture of life that we're not privy to as yet. Our Lord sees the whole universe clearly in all realms, dimensions beyond our own. He sees everything, everyone, everywhere clearly. Our needs, our thoughts, our wants, our hurts. So why is it we don't depend more on His eyes than our own? When we look ahead and plan, how often do we consider how limited we are in what we see for today, tomorrow, next week, next year? Yet we plan and find some sense of control and security in our ability to plan. Is it possible, though, that if we trusted His eyes for the day, the week, next year, that we would find peace? A trust that is grounded in our willingness to let Him lead, a willingness to let Him intervene in our plans where needed. Accept the change as His act of care, protection, guidance. How many times have you had a plan for the day, some place to be, a time to leave, and at the last minute you can't find your keys or your glasses or the paperwork you needed? It takes several minutes to recover whatever it is. You hop in the car and get on the road, and some distance along the way you see an auto accident in your path. You think to yourself, If I had left on time, that could have been me. Or perhaps you have made plans with a friend, and at the last minute they call and tell you something has come up and they can't join you. Do I trust that whatever it is, whatever I can't see or know, is for the best? Or do I hold it against them? Then there is God's view that sees far beyond our street, our neighborhood, our town, our city, our today, tomorrow, next week, next year. There is no fog, no mist in God's view. He has a great advantage over what we think we see. He sees all the connections our lives have with others, with the timing of things. As we get to know the Lord, our will and His will become more cooperative. We have our plans for the day, and it is usually cram-packed. But as we reflect on some of the mistakes we may have made in judging what is important and what is much more important, we can learn to be willing to turn our plans on a dime. Over the years, I've gotten better about accepting change, even sudden change, as part of life. I'm much better about asking Him to guide my plans in the first place, not the last place. I've finally come to where, most of the time, I commit my day, my tomorrow, my week, my year, my time to Him first, and then let Him lead. Where are you in this walk? Let us pray. The truth is, Lord, we often think we have the answers, the plan, having taken everything into consideration. But in reality, we really have no idea of all that is going on beyond what we see and think we know. Please remind us each morning to look to Your wisdom for the day, ask for Your will in our lives and those in need of Your presence. In Your precious name, we pray, dear Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.